Hey everybody, it's What's Up with Coco Mulder, and it is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And it is a nice, cool 46 degrees here in Michigan. And that's okay, because we are halfway through the month of September, which for us, it's amazing weather, because we will begin to see our leaves and all that kind of good stuff change, and our apple orchards are now open, and we can get some apple cider and some fresh donuts and some nice apples and all that kind of good stuff here in Michigan. So it's amazing. But what's so today is that I am going to have a nice little conversation with this 8-year-old kid that I know, who has a very good opinion about this upcoming election. And as you all know, this is a very important election, not just because it is a presidential election, but because we also have to make some changes at the local and state level, right? Because these things that are occurring in the world, the way they're happening, have got to change. And so most people think, oh, because it's a presidential election, that the most important part of this election is to vote for the president. And I have to, you know, beg to differ. You have to change things on the local level. That means, you know, your school boards, your city councilmen, your mayor, your sheriff, your county executive, all of these things are important. Your local representatives, your state reps, your congressmen, all of these things impact what happens in Washington, D.C. You know, our judges, you know, here in our area, we basically got sick and tired of our prosecutor, and we got, you know, she had to go. And so I really don't think she thought she was going to be out of there. But, you know, once you start to learn, you know, their patterns of behaviors and things like that, yeah, the citizens get tired and they say, hey, you know, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're not going to keep doing it here. So anywho, I have this little girl who belongs to me, who has a nice opinion about this upcoming election. And so I'm going to have a little brief conversation with Mia. She's 8. And she pays attention to what's going on in the news. You know, we kind of communicate and talk to our kids about the ways of the world. And yesterday was Constitution Day. So she had to do an assignment on how the Constitution is made and created and all that kind of good stuff. And so today we were, I was doing an ad. I was, you know, working on recording an ad for the upcoming election. And she was sitting here, and I said, hey, you want to, you know, do a little quick interview with me? And she said, sure. So, Mia, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
How is your day going so far?
It's just the beginning of the morning.
Yeah, we get up early in the morning because she and my son are one of those kids who are in a hybrid situation where half the day they go to school and half the day they work from home. And so our mornings are very early. And for the most part, we sit in the car for an hour and a half until school starts. And then she goes to school. So, Mia, tell me how you feel about the upcoming election. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I feel happy because then Donald Trump will be no longer president. And we'll have 3 states that might vote for him. But what's 3 states minus 50 states? A bit less, but we would have 47.
Do you think that the states vote for the president, or do you think people vote for the president?
Oh, the states don't vote for the president. The people in the states do.
So do you think that this year, what makes you think that people are not going to vote for Donald Trump?
First of all, he is a real big... He's really not smart that much. He's not thinking things through. He thinks, oh, everything's going to be okay. And when it's really not, he just wants to be like the hero of everything. But he can't. Because what's the problem? You aren't doing anything about COVID-19.
And that's important to you, right? That he hasn't done anything about COVID-19. Why do you think he has been lying to Americans about his job or how good of a job he's done with COVID-19.
Oh, people know he's lying, but there's just one reason we don't know why he's doing it.
Yeah. Why is it important for him to tell the truth about what's happening with COVID-19? Thousands of people, almost over 200,000 people have died from COVID-19.
Even though that he thinks he's doing the right thing, he might be more of a he might be keeping a secret from us that he doesn't want Americans to know. And it's important for him to tell the truth, because if he doesn't, then America could get into a crisis.
Aren't we in a crisis now?
Yes, but a bigger one.
Wouldn't you like to go to school all day instead of having to go to school half a day?
I like the half a day part.
Oh, you do? You like the half a day part? But I'm just saying, wouldn't it be better if it was safe for kids and teachers and people who go to work every day to have an opportunity to do that without this virus? If he had told the truth, we could have been a lot safer. We wouldn't have all of these people dead as a result of his lies.
Yes.
So that's why it's important for people to vote, right?
Yes.
Because we have the power to change things in Washington, D.C. Maybe if we had a president who listened, who took the warnings, who took, you know, what scientists said was going to happen seriously, maybe many of these people who passed away or who got, you know, extremely sick. So what do you think about him saying that kids, this virus can't hurt kids. Kids should be fine. Kids will be, you know, and I mean, what do you think about him saying that?
Oh, well, if he says that about kids, I know that's a straight up lie.
Yeah, because some kids have had some severe damage. Have really had to fight for their lives with this virus, just like adults, right? Our most vulnerable population are people who have underlying health issues, as well as our elderly community. So, okay. What do you want to say? You have something else to say? What else do you want to say?
And if he doesn't take care of America, we might not have a lot of people left in America to lead or take care of. So
now we got kids like you.
Yes.
That when you become adults, you all probably will change the world.
Yes, we are. We will change the world.
Yeah. Yes. Well, here's what I like to say. When you talk to little people, you talk to kids who are young, you know, they have a perspective on the world that we think that they don't have. They are paying attention. They are listening. They are, you know, trying to understand the world from their perspective. And so if you think that it's not important to have conversations with your little ones or with your young, you know, your young scholars, you know, I advise parents and family members out there who don't pose these conversations with their kids to start doing it, because this matters to them. They are not people whose brains aren't functioning on a level where they don't understand, you know, loss. They don't understand death. They don't understand, you know, when, you know, situations are serious. So COVID-19 is something that is very serious, and these kids have had to learn to adjust. They've had to learn how to wear masks. They've had to learn how to, you know, not be around their friends who they miss and they care about. So a lot of this stuff is important for parents to communicate with their kids. And so anything else you want to say, Mia?
Well, if Donald Trump keeps this up, I don't know.
Donald Trump and the Congress and the state and the representatives, because they have, you know, some power as well. So they should be holding the president accountable.
Yes.
All of them, no matter what their party line is, they should be holding him accountable. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because how many branches of the government is it?
Three.
Three, right? It's three branches of government. And we want to make sure there's some checks and balances, right?
Yes.
And the president can appoint judges to the Supreme Court, and they stay there for life. So could you imagine if he put somebody on the Supreme Court who was a horrible human being, right? Who wanted to undo the right to vote for women? who wanted to undo the right for people of color to vote.
Yeah.
Right? So these people have the power to do that. And so we have to be very careful when we are putting in people in positions. So to not vote is still to cast a vote, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody should vote.
Yes.
That can vote legally.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, but I would like to tell everybody something.
What do you want to tell them? Oh, God. It didn't stop. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I want to tell everybody that don't hurt honeybees. Because if you hurt honeybees, then and take their honey, then we won't have
pollinators.
Yes, and not always water will work on crops. You might need honeybees more than water.
Oh well, water is life too.
Yes.
So we don't want water to be gone either. So anywho. That's what's so with Coco Mulder. I want to tell you, thank you, Mia, for having a conversation with me this morning. I think it's very good to have a fresh perspective on the world views. And so, as always, do a random act of kindness because you never know what people are going through as we are navigating this world in the way that the world is right now. We always want to make sure that we put ourselves in the other person's shoes and ask ourselves, what would I do if this were happening to me? So that's what's so. Have a great day. I will talk to you guys on the flip side.